Good morning, all.
Morning.
It's a very sort of chilly morning for Florida, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice, actually.
It's really nice. Yeah. And we're wandering around the new and improved Disney Springs.
It's very fancy.
It's very fancy. Yeah.
It feels like you have to have money.
Yeah, it suddenly feels a little bit high-end. It feels like being in an airport or something.
It does, actually. It hasn't got a tremendous amount of character.
No, it's very elegant, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's perhaps a little less fun than it was before. When we first came here, this was called Downtown Disney, and it was a bit kind of neon and a bit kitschy.
And it was for the kids, really.
Yeah.
And, well, it was more for the tourists. This actually feels like it's for the locals who have got some cash.
It feels like the new bit, because they've moved the bus station to the other end of to where it previously was, and it forces you straight into this new section that they've built, which is full of all high-end designer brands, and they've built it into this kind of Hispanic-looking, very elegant Hispanic-looking buildings.
Well, they were just coming across a place called Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy!
And that's more like it.
Yeah, I think what they've done is they've put all of the new theming right near the front to sort of say, hey guys, this is a new and improved Disney Springs. This is a classy place now. But scratch a little deeper and it's the same old Disney Springs.
Although even the Planet Hollywood looks fancy.
Well, the Planet Hollywood, they've rethemed it like the Griffith Observatory. That's quite nice. You see that?
Yeah. How weird. Yeah, it's all very low-key.
Yeah. They've given it a backstory as well now, Disney Springs.
Whereas before, you know, the kids would be playing in the jets of water, and it was kind of more orange, and it's all kind of beige now.
It's that, it looks like the architecture of the outlet malls, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the original stuff is still here. It's just that they've put this new thing sort of front and center, and they've cleaned up the landscape a lot. It's all a lot more sort of shishi looking.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're adults to Disney, so we should like adult things, but I'm more like big kids.
Big kids do Disney. Maybe
I quite like it looking a bit tacky.
Although,
I'm reserving my judgment.
Although they've added some very nice new bits of theming, like this bridge that we're about to walk over.
Yeah.
Which feeds into the backstory that they've now given Disney Springs, which is that originally this was a natural springs place, and settlers moved in around the natural
That's
hot springs.
A bit weird, though, didn't it?
And now, after years of settlers being here, it's a wonderful, deluxe dining and entertainment district.
Well, having a fake backstory to a shishi dining and shopping place is weird.
It's quite unusual, isn't it? I like all these pools and things they've added, though.
Yeah, but that feels like a lie. I mean, I understand having a backstory to the narrative of a haunted mansion where you know it's a fake place, but having it to a backstory to a mall...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think there's some fun to be had in that, because that's sort of plussing it, isn't it? This is what Disney do. It's even the concept of the shopping outlet. They will go, we'll give it a story, because why not give it a story?
Because when it's something normal, it doesn't feel like a story. It feels like a lie. Because it feels like if you told someone that, they wouldn't go, oh, a fun story. You'd think they'd just go, oh, okay, right, okay, thanks. As in, they'd take it as truth. And then you'd go, I'm only kidding, it's a story, you idiot. I can't believe you believed that. And then they'd feel like an idiot and everyone is worse off for that. I don't know. Oh, this is kind of interesting.
Oh, you like this bit, do you?
Yeah, we're coming up to Morimoto Asia. Well, it just has a bit more interesting theme.
Yeah, this actually feels like more like an extension of theme park, doesn't it?
Yeah. This is a bit less subtle.
Well, they've kind of smoothed over the transition between the very shishi-looking outlet malls and the older things that have been there for a while, like Raglan Road, the Irish pub is down there.
And we've got some miniature stuff, so we have some fake miniature buildings.
Yeah, these look like sort of dockside buildings, don't they?
I like miniature things, because they're clearly not real.
Yeah.
We're not pretending that things are real, which is good.
And the Morimoto Asia building is like a big sort of like a shipyard, isn't it?
Yeah.
That looks like a shipbuilding warehouse.
Yeah. It's a forbidden lounge thing, it's nice.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
So what are we going to read?
Well, I think we might go and have a look at Edison's. is a new restaurant.
They were also considering the Italian, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah, Maria and Enzo's.
So we're going to stick our head in a few things and then decide what we want to do.
Nice. So we had lunch in the end at Maria and Enzo's, which is
right next to Edison.
Yeah, so they're kind of next door to each other, and they're kind of complementary in a way.
Yeah, that whole area is very reminiscent of Universal Studios.
Yeah,
the theming's great. I really like it.
Yeah, they're actually really good. Like, I think Maria and Enzo's in particular doesn't really come across in photos very well. Something about the way the light from the windows floods the room, it makes photos make the room look really dark.
Yeah, when in fact it's flooded with light and it's Art Deco.
Yeah,
it's like an old airport. It's great. It's really
you wouldn't think that an airport themed restaurant would be nice, but it's kind of the golden age of flight and adventure.
Yeah,
and
then next door you got Edison's, which is quite steampunk like. And like that computer game you like very much.
Bioshock. Which is in turn very much like the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
It's this kind of industrial Art Deco. There's
actually
something kind of sinister about it in a fun way.
It's very Hollywood Studios, that entire area, isn't it? The Art Deco and the Edison's. And
yeah. And like Universal, in fact.
Yeah, so it's that golden age of Hollywood cinema.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that they haven't sort of stripped out the heart of Disney Springs too much with all of the new designer shishi stuff.
Because you can get a bit too shopping.
Yeah, it felt very, very, it's very nice, the new things they've done, but it felt a little bit outlet mall.
Yeah.
But the AMC cinema is as grubby as ever. We just went to see a film there and it's pretty shonky.
Weirdly, and this isn't particularly relevant to this podcast, but I'm going to say anyway, weirdly we saw a film which was about Norwich in Florida.
Yeah.
It's a film called... What is it? Fighting?
It's called Fighting With My Family. It's about Paige, the WWE wrestler who comes from Norwich, which is our hometown.
And she goes to Florida to become a WWE wrestler. So it's just really weird.
It was a very strange bit of our imitating life. And you never see Norwich in films. It just doesn't happen.
No. So, Norwich hasn't been on the international radar since the 16th century wool trade. So the fact that it's now somehow popping into onto the radar is very strange.
Yeah, very bizarre. Anyway, we're going to go now to the boardwalk and then on to Epcot to have a look around. Hey, here we are in the boardwalk. This is where we got married. Always a special thrill for us. We're going to go and say hello to the creepy chairs.
They have names, apparently.
Yeah, names written on the back, because apparently they're called nanny chairs, because they came off of a carousel, and the idea was that the nanny of the child riding the carousel would sit next to them on this really bizarre, creepy chair.
What they look like are bald imp men wearing dresses with their hands in their pockets.
Yeah.
And they've got kind of like flower petals around their heads.
Yeah.
Absolutely grotesque. Our wedding photographer automatically like moved them out of shot. And I was like, oh, no, put them back in. I like them.
Yeah. And he said, really? Most people want them out of the way.
Because they are a thing of nightmares.
Yeah. Let's see what their names are. Let's have a quick look at the back. Okay, this one is called Todd.
Todd.
Yeah, it says him really clearly on the back of the chair.
Todd.
No,
it's a blue thing.
Yeah. This is Todd.
There's two more. They
apparently they wander around at night. This is what we're told. This is what we've been told.
Like they were not. They were supposed to be downstairs, but I couldn't find them. I needed to find the other two.
I wonder if someone's put them in their luggage.
Yeah. And this one is called...
Helenka. Oh, so this one's a girl.
Well, that's quite cool.
How can you tell?
Helenka. They look very similar.
That one doesn't look particularly feminine.
Well, neither of them do. They look like casts.
They're casts
from exactly the same mould. I don't know how they could have...
They're both absolutely nightmarish.
Yeah.
I mean, have a look. We'll take a picture and put it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
They've got tiny little painted toenails as well. Have you noticed?
Oh, God, I've just noticed that. That makes them even weirder.
Little painted red toenails.
And something
so Helenka's wearing a sort of olive green skirt and a red top. And Todd's wearing a blue skirt and a green...
Somehow they have an open fire here, like a roaring, cosy-looking fireplace that is generating no heat.
Ooh, there's a thing about the little girl face chairs.
Oh, well, let's have a look. These face chairs, or nanny chairs, were originally found on a 19th century European carousel. While children rode on the elaborately carved and moving animals, the adults were offered the still chairs to rest themselves between activities. cast from the circa 1880 European originals, hand painted and gold leafed. Wow.
So there's two more somewhere.
Yeah. They're around somewhere.
Around. If you sit on them too long, they eat your fanny.
I bet you turn around, you're riding your tricycle through the corridors of the boardwalk, and then at the end of the corridor, you'll turn a corner, and then they'll just be there looking back at you.
Come and play with us. Nanny has had a chunk bitten out of her back. Nanny's bleeding to death, Mother. Nanny's going to be here forever and ever.
Walking past Trattoria Al Forno, where I had the weirdest meal I've ever eaten in my life. I had a carbonara with cheese that was practically...
luminescent.
It was nuclear. I don't know what it was. And I was served it by what we described as one of Walt's original animatronics. She was
straight from the Carousel of Progress.
She was a lady cast member who was of a certain age, and everything was delivered with the kind of delivery that implied she had done it every day for 50 years.
And she made no eye contact and did not listen to what you said.
No.
At all.
So it was a strange experience.
That's new.
Ample Hills Creamery is definitely
that
new.
That sounds very
that's
dirty.
That's very dirty. I'm sure that's probably...
Is that on purpose?
Must be on purpose.
Ample
but
Hills
it's a
Creamery.
That's a bit risque for Disney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless someone has really dropped the ball and no one's noticed.
No.
Ample Hills
Creamery.
Oh, I love the boardwalk. The boardwalk is a particularly gorgeous little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Completely gorgeous.
And there's a wedding going on. Right now, in the pavilion where we had our wedding. Yeah, let's go and knock that cake over.
It's ruined the happiness.
Yeah, take that, guys. Looks like the boardwalk entrance to Epcot is a bit of a mess at the moment because we've got the Skyliner construction here, as well as the Ratatouille ride construction as well. So it's all a bit of a building site from this end.
It's a little bit of what sounds like Tudor music coming
from
the bushes.
Oh yeah, where is that? From the bushes?
Yeah. It's like Crumhorn players hiding in the bushes.
What are they doing here? Get them out of here!
Well, what is that? What's that, Mr. That's, Tudory music?
That sounds like person? A recorder to me.
Ah, that's it.
If it was a Crumhorn, it would sound like someone blowing... That's like someone blowing through a blade of grass.
Or would you say like an inflatable otter?
Yeah. Well, Eddie Izzard said it sounds like someone trying to blow into a weasel.
That's
awesome. Hey there. Look at the cool Art Nouveau stylings on the... station here.
Oh yeah, that's nice. The store.
So they've themed all of the gondola Skyliner stations to appropriate to where they are. And so this one sits basically right next to the France Pavilion. So they've given it a kind of Art Nouveau feel, like a French metro with some storks.
Probably part of the whole gondola thing is realising that they're going to have to make certain things pretty from all angles.
Yeah.
Like going overhead and realising that you can see inside.
Yeah, because there's a lot of hidden show buildings, aren't there? There's a lot of like facades with just a massive warehouse behind.
Yeah.
So is it going to ruin the illusion somewhat to have the...
Well, they're probably going to have to rebuild certain things from certain angles.
Yeah.
To make sure that the illusion isn't ruined.
Yeah. And also, a lot of people have been saying, how often is this going to close because of storms?
What
You've
happens?
Got basically a big pylon.
How long is the ride as well? So what happens if a storm suddenly erupts while you're
midway? While you're on the thing. Yeah, wow, good question.
Do you sit there in it while the storm races?
I imagine,
that'd be quite cool.
It would be cool and scary. I imagine the ride is probably at least like 15 minutes or so to get from the different stations. Oh, wow, they're playing Blur in the Britain Pavilion. That's live, isn't it? That's a band.
Yeah.
The finest culture from around the world.
Imagine if it was actually Blur. We turned around.
Yeah.
We turned the corner. And there was Damon Albarn.
This is what Blur is up to these days.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this park is quite punishing when it's very hot, because there's a lot of walking around and there's a lot of exposed pathways, but it's cooler today and it's really a lot more pleasant.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
We just walked past the UK pavilion and immediately started sneezing.
I'm wondering if they planted English plants.
Yeah, because we both have quite bad hay fever and we've been absolutely fine.
Until we walked
into the UK. So is there some stupid flower that is triggering all our allergies? Thanks,
Disney.
Why are
we allergic to our home country?
I don't know, it's really annoying.
I think we need to move to Florida.
Yeah.
From time to time. Don't worry, nothing in the theater actually moves. It's just a little bit of Disney magic playing with your balance.
Canada! Big! Wide! And very, very cold.
What?
Here in the Great White North, it snows 24 hours a day.
No.
Every day of the year.
Excuse me?
Its frozen landscape is dotted with igloos.
Homes
for the vast majority of Canadians.
Would someone please just stop the...
Penguins and polar bears prowl the permafrost, poaching and plunder.
Thank you.
You know, walking around here, we're still slightly baffled by Epcot. We think it might appeal to the same people as, like, the M&M store in Leicester Square,
which
is hugely successful.
Very popular.
But still slightly baffling.
Welcome to Living with the Man. As you board the boat, please lower your hand and watch your step. Parents, please supervise.
God, it does. Yeah, there's a mural of the happy worker. We just said the inside of the land pavilion looks like something that the Soviet Union would have been very proud of.
Relax and enjoy living with the land.
It smells good, doesn't it? Let's enjoy looking at lettuces.
Welcome to a voyage of discovery and awareness of the richness, the diversity, and the often surprising nature of living with the land.
So far, this is winning over the Navi River Journey.
It's educational.
It's educational and it has a narrative.
Yeah. And also it took precisely no minutes.
One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet.
Genuinely a bit unnerving in Florida to have alligators.
Yeah. Even animatronic ones.
Yeah, just in case they have to snuck in.
They just set your teeth on edge slightly then. This is actually quite nice.
Oh, it's him, the dog from
the dog from the Carousel of Progress.
Here at Epcot, we're learning to reduce the need for pesticides by using natural predators like ladybugs and wasps to control pests.
Edible fiddleheads.
One day, many of these lesser-known tropical plants may be as important as the bananas growing on both sides of the boat.
Peanut butter tree.
Peanut butter tree can't be a
more
real
than
thing, surely.
28 million tons of bananas are eaten annually, making it the most popular fruit in the world.
Surely not. Miracle fruit. They're making these up. Oh, wow, look. Fish.
Our small fish farm produces nearly 5,000 pounds of fish each year to serve in restaurants around Walt Disney World.
After watching Nemo and Friends, it seems a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's strange.
The weird thing about Disney, I guess, isn't it? Or the anthropomorphic.
Yeah. Look at these
fun
animals.
While there are more than 50,000 edible plant species in the world, most of us are only familiar with the handful that make up our everyday diet.
Hey, committing to putting Mickeys into all of their crops.
Yeah.
That's the one concession to theming of this ride, isn't it?
Yeah.
And better quality plants.
The lab looks very Jurassic Park.
It does, it really does, doesn't it?
It's weird that no one's in there.
Yeah.
It's kind of fake.
This whole thing is very Jurassic Park, isn't it?
Mm.
We need the lawyer guy to go, are these auto erotica? Spent so long
these
thinking about whether
you
could grow tomatoes.
Just a fraction of work being done worldwide to produce bountiful harvests for our growing population.
The only change I'd make to this ride is just have the boat move a little faster.
On behalf of Walt Disney World,
you need that
we hope you've enjoyed this unique journey
through
our living laboratories. If you'd like a closer look, then check out the behind the scenes walking tour. It's a chance for the whole family to get up close and personal
behind
with the
scenes.
Plants and growing techniques in our laboratories.
Behind the scenes walking.
Please keep your hands and feet inside the boat and remain seated until the boat comes to a complete stop.
Remain seated.
Seated. Don't shoot off too quickly. I know you're growing impatient.
Plant your feet on the ground with care. Little pumpkin.
I think you've been in Epcot too long. That was good. I actually
enjoyed
really enjoyed that.
Andrea.
We've completely missed that every time we've been to Epcot before.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't necessarily know it's here because this building is... Well, that doesn't have many signs to it, actually.
No, it doesn't. And that actually feels like genuine edutainment.
Yes.
Which is actually quite good. If they're going to do edutainment, then they should really be pushing the edutainment instead of the slightly weird soaring nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that actually makes a bit more sense.
I don't know, people like soaring, though.
Yeah, so I can't really bash soaring. This music is extraordinary.
We don't want to bitch constantly about Epcot, but this music sucks balls.
It's unbelievably dated. I mean, it would be such a simple change to just change the music loop here. I wonder if
Let's
they feel like
directly
it's...
under it so you can listen.
Oh, I think, well, I might have to go back. Let's have a listen.
We've been sitting in Starbucks listening to this pretty much for 20 minutes, and it's just been an assault.
Yeah, it is the music of educational videos from the early 90s, but then that's the whole park, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's have a little blast of... I think it's actually gone into a less offensive bit now.
Yeah, it's like sort of awe and wonder on one of those tiny keyboards.
An 80s synthesizer.
Yeah.
But can't you just imagine, like, a flickery videotape that your science teacher puts on when they can't be bothered to do a lesson that day?
Yeah, and it's something about combine harvesters.
Yeah, yeah. Then that is the land, isn't it? Living with the land.
Although this is too exciting for combine harvesters. No, this would be... What would this be? This would be industry.
Yeah, this is like... This is the production line of something or other.
Yeah.
It might be combine harvesters. It might be like a load of smash cuts between combine harvesters and like things on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Trucks rolling out of the factory.
It'd be getting it to the plate.
Yeah.
From the field to the plate.
That would be the whole thing, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Did you know there are many, many stages between the field and the plate?
Yeah. The humble fish finger
has its origins in the sea. From the sea, it travels to the factory. In the factory, it becomes a fish finger before being driven to your local supermarket. Think about that the next time you have a fish finger.